Hey, what up, y'all? This is Scotty D from Thegolovers.net, and we have with us the one and only D-Loke from the Cottonmouth Kings on the phone. What up, Loke?
What's up, Scotty D? What's up to all the juggalos out there tuning in, man? It's good to be here. Good things are happening in 2018, Scotty.
Yeah, man, I know a whole lot of people are curious about what's going on, what the status is of Cottonmouth Kings, Kingspade, all the stuff that you've got going on. There's been a lot of stuff on social media lately, so why don't we start with first, what is the status of the Cottonmouth Kings?
Well, Cottonmouth Kings is, it's a legendary act. We've been around for 20 years. We've created quite a movement with people and stuff, and it's important for us to kind of keep the legacy alive. There's guys in the band that are getting older. There's other people in the band that departed the band and went on doing solo stuff and this and that. But at the end of the day, man, there's a lot of pride in this stuff. We created Cottonmouth Kings in my dad's backyard in 1996, me and Saint. Then people came in after that. But, so we're keeping the legacy alive as best as we can, how we think is most efficient, Of course, everybody kind of grows apart. We're all friends still. Other guys are older. They got other responsibilities to handle. And, it's kind of a new beginning for Cottonmouth Kings. There's just so many phases of the band. You're talking the early phases of the band with D-Loke and Saint, the Royal Highness phase. And then you got like the dog boy, the corporate avenger, the punk rock phase. Then you got the dirtball phase. So there's been a lot of different phases in Cottonmouth Kings. But at the end of the day, man, we all believe in the same thing. We created this shit. We a really strong, heavy movement. We have a responsibility and a kind of obligation to fulfill. We feel like we're just going to keep our thing alive, going as best as we can. And me and Saint have been hanging out again. And Saint did some hard time. He had to do some jail time. He's out of jail time now, and he's sober. He's in a really good mental mind frame. And we're making some really good music. We have a great record recorded. Me and him haven't wrote a song, and we haven't wrote a record since Royal Highness, since me and Saint wrote the first Cottonmouth Kings record. So it's been about 20 years since me and him actually sat in a room and wrote a record together. So we're firing on all cylinders. And, there's other people in their band are doing their own thing. I'm responsible for it right now, and I'm keeping this thing alive. And we all make music, and we've made a really good record, and we're excited to play it for everybody. And it's just cool to do what we've done for so many years and make music. We're not looking to make a living off this shit. We're not looking to get rich off it. Music is in a different place. We're looking to just keep this legacy alive, man. And we're very proud of what we created, and we're going to keep fighting and striving our shit in history as best we can. So we have a new record coming out on 420. It's called Kingdom Come. And the only place you can get it is at kingmakerstore.com. And we have the pre-orders going up for tweet 320 on that record. It's just a good time. It's been a long time. It's kind of like me and Saint broke up. There's been so much shit in the middle, and now we're back together doing what we do best, and that's making music. And we're doing what we've always done, taking the same approach. We ain't changing nothing, and we're just making some cool songs, man, having a good time vibing out.
Yeah, man, some of the most classic Cottonmouth King songs come from that Royal Highness album, so I know that Juggalos are going to be real anxious to hear you guys working together again.
Yeah, we played the very first gathering of the Juggalos, me and Saint, in a Walmart parking lot in, I think, 97, 98 or something like that.
2000, I was there.
There you go, 2000. So it's exciting, man. There's a lot of history with D-Loke and Saint and Cottonmouth Kings that are floating out there. Anybody who knows anything about the history of our band, there's quite a lot of stuff going on. So it feels good, man, honestly, just to make a record that you want to write again. You're not writing about something you don't want to write. You're really writing something that means something to you, and you're not half-stepping shit. It's the real deal,
So just to reiterate, though, so the Kingdom Come record is a Cottonmouth Kings record with just featuring you and Saint Dog, correct?
Yeah, Cottonmouth Kings, Kingdom of Come featuring D-Lo and Saint. There's going to be two parts of it. This is going to be part one. And part two, we have a special person we're going to get on that record. We're not going to announce it yet. But part one is D-Lo and Saint, Cottonmouth Kings, and then part two is going to be part two.
Okay, excellent. Do you already have part two recorded?
No, we have some of it recorded, you know, but we're getting the third person on. It's an unknown person. We'll release that name as we get a little closer to dropping that record. But we have a cool part two is going to be with a special guest, you know.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so
so you know, could be Dirtball, could be Daddy X, could be Richter, it could be him. So we don't even, you know, could be anybody. So we're putting together a cool record. Going to have a cool surprise for part two, and we're basically going back to the roots, man. Everybody's gone. Everybody left. Everybody's grown up doing their own things, kind of going through their own personal problems and personal issues. And people are having kids. People are working jobs. People are doing what they need to do to keep their 9-to-5 in their households functioning in a proper order. And we have a great record written, and we're looking forward to put it out, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man, we're all excited to hear it.
We're all friends. You know, all the Cottonmouth Kings are all friends. We all talk. We all... you know, we're still, you know, we all communicate, you know, we all, there's no bad feelings between any of the guys. Everybody got older, respects the next person, respects what the next person got to do. Everybody's not in the same position they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago when we're making music. So everybody needs to do what they need to do for survival at this point in their lives, you know? So, but right now, you know, we're building, man. We're making new records, having a lot of fun.
That's what's up, man. So where was Kingdom Come primarily recorded? Was it in your home studio?
Yeah, we have a home studio out here in Riverside that me and Saint record a lot of our stuff out of. Yeah, it's been really fun. So it's been real creative. We have a lot of memories and posters on the wall. There's a lot of inspiration from our past. We have a nice studio, nice vocal booth. Yeah, man, we're just doing it efficiently the way we do it best, man. We're just kind of just getting together, man, vibing out hard and focusing and coming up with some cool creations, you know?
Did you use a bunch of different producers for the album, or was it all primarily one?
Yeah, we have three different people we've been using right now. We have Mike Tooman guy. He's produced all the Cottonmouth Kings records since pretty much day one. If you look at any of the production credits, you look at the last name, Tooman guy. He's responsible for a lot of that stuff. A lot of the rip-hop stuff. We're making some rip-hop, punk rock, hip-hop songs right now that Kumi's been producing for us. We have a few. We're in a process right now, about halfway through. We got another guy called Steve Dang. Steve Dang, he's made a lot of stuff for Cottonmouth Kings in the past. He's he's from Southern California. He's based out of Irvine. And we have another kid named Cordione. He's a new kid on the scene. Good buddy of mine. And, man, he lives local here in the IE San Bernardino area, and we've been working with him a lot. So just those three guys, you know, we're working with Dang, Cordione, and Kuma guy.
Okay, cool. Are you guys planning, are you and Saint planning on touring this album?
Yeah, we are. We're going to take it, you know, one step at a time. We like to start off by booking some local shows, just doing little local stuff first and taking it from there. Doing in stores, doing a lot of cannabis events. We're getting a lot of offers from High Times and different cannabis events that are popping up all over. So we're not going to jump on anything too crazy. We're going to take it one show at a time, and we're going to throw some of our own events. The basic thing we want to do is we're going to put on our own show and do it the right way. You know, we're going to throw our own event and really make this thing unique and special and have a full Cottonmouth Kings night with our history, all our songs, our new songs, and just make it very unique, you know, make it our show.
And maybe you can build up this year and play the Gathering.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great. You know, I know I talked to Vine and Jay reached out to me a couple months ago and wanted to know what was going on. And I kind of talked to him and Billy a little bit, you know, and we've been getting some twisted offers. King Spade, you know, we just put out a song, me and Johnny Richter. I'm bringing everybody up to speed on that. So, yeah, we're looking at... do some shows, play some events. You know, we're taking one thing at a time. First, we're going to make the best record we can and start off by there and just, you know, go from here.
Well, speaking of touring, since it's the 20-year anniversary of Royal Highness, album tours are pretty big now. Has there been any talks of that?
Me and Sam actually been talking about doing like a Royal Highness kind of like reunion tour, you know, which I think would be really cool. So this is a big year, man. It's 20 plus years. We started this in 96. We got a record deal in 98. So we're going on our 22nd year officially as writing songs together and in a group. So that's all in the works. We would love to do that. Right now we're just working on focusing on making this new record. That's what we're doing right now.
So let me ask you, since you mentioned King Spade, what transpired for you and Johnny to work out your differences? I mean, that was pretty awesome to see you guys working together again.
Man, it was just, we kind of had a bad taste in our mouth when we left. I think everybody was kind of going through their own personal things at the time, and people were had their own stuff they were doing for the last few years that kind of separated us. There's been a lot of miscommunications, misunderstanding in the Cottonmouth Kings camp, your managers, record labels, a lot of he says, she says, you know, there's just been a lot of confusion. And you know what, man, and I actually went to Richter's mom's house, man. I went over to his mom's house and talked to his mom, and he happened to be over at his mom's house. I didn't know it. And I was shooting a documentary telling people, excuse me, just explaining where we wrote our first songs, what happened in 96, where we wrote the first songs, where we grew up. This is where me and Sane wrote Royal Highness, So High, Bump, Suburban Life, Butcher Trip, you know, Underage Alcoholics. This is where Johnny Richter lived. And I was just doing the D-Lo documentary, man. I wanted to stop and talk to Richter's mom, you know, just to pop in. Hey, what's up, Barbara? You know, she's known me for since I was in fourth grade or some shit, fifth grade, you know. So she's older now. She's in her 60s. Fuck, I'm not young, you know. So I went over there to talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, why don't you tell the camera how D-Lo was as a kid, and you know, and tell everybody how it was as a kid. And you know, Richter happened to be at the house. I didn't know he was there. And Richter, you know, I heard him talking in the background. I'm all, is that Richter? Barbara, she goes, yeah, that's Tim. I'm all, and then he comes walking out, and that was our reunion, man. It was the most coolest, energetic, weirdest thing I've ever been a part of, because we're like, we've known each other so many years and so long and so close. We did so much shit together, but then along, we didn't see each other for a long time. We had a lot of differences. I think he was going through some personal problems at the time with himself, trying to figure some stuff out he had going on. And, you know, and it was just cool to reunite with him in such a surprisingly way, you know, that wasn't expected, but it worked out really good. And we just started talking about old times. We were in our old neighborhood. We grew up, we're at the house where he grew up, five houses down from my childhood. You know, we're actually sitting in the same spots. He wrote Daydreaming Phases and a lot of that High Society record. We're sitting in his backyard. We wrote a lot of those songs and eating oranges and shit off his old orange tree. Yeah. Just reminiscing about good times. You know, we have a connection, you know. So, you know, we pulled it back down and we're vibing out together. And, you know, we plan on making some songs, too. We made that one song in the video. We have a record that's going to come out in summer. Me and Saint already kind of had our record planned out before this. So we're just doing, you know, we wanted to release a King Spade song. We had a beat, and we were like, let's get it, write a song. It's been a while, so we jammed a song out in a video. It got about 70, 80,000 views in, you know, 7 days or something. So it's doing really well, you know, and it was fun to make the song. And me and Richter got a lot of new music coming. And so it's just exciting to talk to the dudes face-to-face, and no one else is telling us what's going on. We're just kind of talking to each other, digesting what happened over the past 5 years, realizing we have a really strong connection. We've created something really special, and there's no one person or anything that should get involved in between what we felt so strongly and passionate about and what we created, not them, what we created in our parents' backyard. It was our dream, our vision, and everybody else came involved after that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's all you need is a little bit of FaceTime to talk about any whatever wrong perceptions that you might have about each other. So that's great that happened.
That's what it was. That's all it was. It was cool. It was really refreshing.
Well, I was going to ask about how the reception for the King Spade announcement and track has been, but it sounds like, I mean, at that many views, people are really excited about it.
They are. We've been getting a lot of offers. Shit, man, Twisted's even offered us to do a bunch of shows and tours and stuff, but we're not ready for that. We want to create a record first, and so we can come out with a little more noise and some new music instead of all our old music. You know, me and Johnny Richter haven't wrote a record together since for about 12 years for King Spade, D-Loc, and Richter. I'm not talking about a Cottonmouth Kings with other members involved writing. I'm talking about D-Loc and Richter writing King Spade record together. Our last record we came out with, King Spade, was in 2007. And King Spade did really well, man. When we first put out those records, they were top five independent sales that were put out. We only made two records, but they did really well. And so there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of people wondering what happened and why did it just such a good thing fall apart so quick. But like I said, you know, people get older, things happen, and people got to do what they got to do to survive in this life. And if music doesn't pay your bills, well, you got to find something else that pays your bills. And here we are, and we're back on track. We're making music, and things are happening, you know?
So now that you and Richter is cool with it, with everybody, you know, with Saint and everything?
Yeah, you know, we're the original members, man. D-Loc, Saint, Richter, you know, Daddy X, you know, he was in a punk band called Humble Gods, you know, and we had a bunch of songs written and shit, and he was our dog. Daddy X is our homie. Right, check all this shit out we got written, man. We showed him this shit. You know what I mean? He was in a punk rock band. We're like, check this shit out, bro. He liked that shit. You know, then he got more involved, got his songs, paid for our studio time, got on our records, gave us beats. He managed us. He was like our dad, bro. We're 18 years old, but we wrote the records. We wrote the songs. We showed him the songs. So it is, you know, it's our creation. We're a lot of the creative juices behind the thing, the writers, you know, and everybody had their role and played their role really well. We made a lot of money doing Cottonmouth Kings, and unfortunately, every good thing comes to an end at some point, but it's never too late to close an old wound up and let it heal. You know what I mean? So we broke out the stitches, and this shit's closed up now, and we're making new music, and it's thriving. There's been a lot of energy. There's a lot of eyeballs on D-Lo, Cottonmouth Kings, Kingmaker Cannabis, and we're creating some noise, man, and it's going to be a good little year, man, with this whole little movement that we've created, you know. It's going to be solid.
So tell me more about the Kingmaker brand. Like, what all does it encompass? Is it music, weed, and clothing, and more, or what?
Yeah, it's kind of all that. It's a lifestyle brand. You can, anybody, you know, we're a genetics company. We create a marijuana genetics. We have a licensed commercial gardens in licensed state. We have our strain we created called the King's Blend. We have another strain we've created called Royal Purple. We've actually have a bunch of different types of genetics we've created. We're a multimedia cannabis brand that do music and marijuana. We create strains for big name people. We're actually in the process right now of creating Twisted Zone strain of marijuana. We did a deal with Twisted, so that's in the works right now. I don't know if anything has been announced. But yeah, so all that's been in the deal. We're creating the Twisted Insane, you know, I think it's a Twisted OG or something like that. So we're in the process, we're in the lab, we're creating all their genetics, and we'll have, I think, by 420, you know, Twisted's going to have their pre-rolls available for their little show they're doing in Las Vegas. So we did a deal with Twisted, it hasn't been announced yet, but I'm kind of speaking on it right now, and people are going to...
Exclusive.
You know, so we're doing a lot of things. It's a lifestyle genetic cannabis company that creates strains for people and creates strains for our own empire. And if anybody wants to check anything that we got out in the cannabis industry, Cottonmouth Kings, D-Loc, you can just go to kingmakercannabis.com. You know, we have a bunch of social media outlets. You can check out our Instagram pages. We got Kingmakers with the S Cannabis. We got Kingmaker Genetics with the X. We got Kingmaker Genetics Cali. We have the King's Blend Instagram page. So there's been a lot of we have the Kingmaker Music page. And all our music we're putting out, everything you can buy for music from here on out, from the Cottonmouth Kings, D-Loc, Saint, King Spade, anything that's involved to do with merchandise or music, we've now opened our own store, and we're very proud to say it's our store. We own it, and we're going to sell our own products through our own store, so we have complete transparency of what's going on, and we feel really good about it. So we're excited to announce that we have a brand-new store, and we're filling all our own our own store up with all our own products, and it's refreshing, you know. So that's what we worked so hard to do, and we finally got to a point where we can focus everybody to go to one spot only to buy our music, and that's where you're going to be able to buy it at, is KingMakersStore.com. Merchandise, music, anything else that Cottonmouth Kings, King Spade, music and merchandise has to do with our Kingmaker cannabis.
And I just checked that webpage out shortly before the interview, and there's nothing up, I don't believe, to buy yet, but I know that it's going to be the spot to grab the Kingdom Come record, right?
Yeah, you go to KingMakerStore.com. Actually, this evening, the store opens up in, I think, 7 days. And in 7 days, it's going to be opened up, and that's where you're going to be able to purchase our CD, purchase the packages. You can see what you're going to buy. You're going to see the poster. You're going to see the T-shirt. So we're going to be putting that up in 7 days. We're going to open the doors. But tomorrow, everything's going to open up. The store's going to open up. There's going to be a free King Spade song, MP3, you can download for free. That's going to be in the store. So everybody can download that free song that we're going to give everybody for free. So if you go to KingMakerStore.com, you can pick up the free King Spade song. In 5 more days, you're going to have all the properties and the new packages for our new record coming up, along with merchandise and Kingmaker cannabis and whatever else we, you know, merchandise and stuff that we bring out along the way. Posters, laminates, stickers, hats, shirts, sweaters, jackets, etc.
Damn, that's dope, man. I know everybody's been looking forward to some new Cottonmouth Kings and, you know, King Spade and everything.
It does. And it feels, you know what it feels good the most, dude, to be honest with you, man, is, and to be honest with you, and anybody will tell you this, if they don't tell you, they're probably a liar. It feels good to have your own store. It feels good to, it's your store that you control. You're not sending your stuff out to anybody else that you don't know what's going on. Finally, after all these years, you're controlling it. It's your store. You funded the place. You built it. You invested in it. You're investing in the product you're putting in it. So it's 100% ours, and we're very proud to say that, you know?
Man, congratulations to you guys, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, so it feels good to get here, man.
Now, I know that Saint, and I wish he was here to ask him, but I know he was working on a new solo record. He was going to release on a different label, and then were you working on anything on the solo tip?
I have some song we're doing. He's doing another record that he's been doing with some guys.
Force 5 Records.
With that, yeah, I don't know what it is. I think him and his brother Hawks have their little record label. They're putting out some music on, and I think you can buy some Saint Dog merchandise and stuff, but I still think he's building his record and making it, but I think that'll be out shortly too, as a Saint Dog solo release. But as we get closer in, to releasing that, when this Kingdom Come record's done, there'll be more information on where you could track that stuff down at.
Okay, excellent. So since this is a Juggalo page, primarily, I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on the Juggalo March and the FBI's gang label?
Man, I think the FBI is fucking full of shit, to be honest with you. And if they think the Juggalos are a gang, they better look a little harder, and they better realize that they're barking up the wrong tree, because the Juggalos are just a good core group of people that believe in the same thing. And I think it's a beautiful thing that what ICP's done with their march. It's a great thing to get everybody who believes in the same thing to come together and fight for a cause. And the FBI can fuck off, because the Juggalos aren't a gang, and everybody will tell you, fucking the Juggalos aren't a gang. They don't gangbang. They don't do anything like that. So if they were a gang, they'd be probably the biggest gang in America. You know what I mean?
That's
so
exactly right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be the biggest threat fucking in America if they were a real gang. But everybody knows, who knows Juggalos, and it's not a gang. It's a big family of people that believe in the same thing and have a great time hanging out around each other. And to be honest with you, man, Cottonmouth King, D-Lo, Saint Dog, Kingdom Come, we've been a part of that movement since 2000. Actually, the Cottonmouth King's very, very first record was going to come out on Psychopathic Records. But you know what? We did it, and we came out. We got a record deal with Capitol, put it out through Capitol. So we have a lot of history, respect, finding Jay and Shaggy a lot. Man, we've had a lot of good times together. We've made a lot of music. We've touched a lot of Juggalos. There's a lot of Juggalos. I love Cottonmouth Kings. And, you know, power to the people, man. Let the freedom fighters fight on, bro.
For sure, you know. So my final question is what do you see in the future of D-Lo, Saint Dog, Kingmaker, and Cottonmouth Kings?
Nothing but positive vibes, man. Everything is kind of in the past. We're moving on forward. If I wasn't fighting so hard to keep Cottonmouth Kings alive, Cottonmouth Kings would have died a long time ago. I'm very passionate in what I've created and what we've all created. So from here on out, you're just going to see good music and just consistent music. We're gonna do shows as much as we can. We're going to make records as much as we can. We're going to have as much fun as we can making records. You know, I'm not looking to beat myself up, travel the country. I did that for 20 years. You know, I'm starting new companies, new avenues. Everybody wants to know what I'm doing without the music, or Cottonmouth King's doing without the music. You can look at my cannabis brand I'm started. It's called Kingmaker Cannabis. So, you know, just music and keeping the legacy alive as long as we can, as long as we can make it happen, as long as we have the energy for it, as long as the St. Dog and Richter are up to making records, we can make records and we can do shows accordingly and have fun doing it, you know? And basically, you know, Cottonmouth Kings was such a powerful thing for at one time, and there's so many people that love Cottonmouth Kings and wanted to know what happened to this powerful underground movement that was just as big as anything at one point. You know, so this is what, you know, it's not dead. We're not touring like we used to. We're all in our 40s. We're not 20 no more. But we're making records, and we're keeping the logo, the voice, the dream. You know, we're keeping the love going, man. We're keeping this unique thing we've had going. We could easily call it quits. I could easily not do this record. I could easily just concentrate on my cannabis, because music doesn't pay me. Music don't pay my bills. Music hasn't paid my bills for a long fucking time. I don't rely on music to pay my bills. We've had a lot of things come and go in music, you know, and in record companies and shit. So, you know, you can expect just good music, and we're doing it for the love of it. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it because we want to make music for our people, and we're going to have fun doing it, and we're going to ride this motherfucker out so we can't walk or talk anymore. I mean, and we might not do shows. We might not do shows like everybody wants, but everybody gets older. I got three kids. I have three kids, man. Same got kids, and people got obligations. People got to be around, and everybody has different lives, and every good phase comes to another phase, and every chapter comes to a new chapter. This is a new chapter in Cottonmouth King's life era, but we're just going to do it the best we can, you know?
Well, Oak, man, thank you so much for taking the time to chop it up and catch us all up on the status of the Cottonmouth Kings, King Spade, and Kingmaker. I really appreciate it, brother.
It means a lot to me, man, to talk to you. And now that we got this record made, we're gonna be putting some music out, man. We just want to know that we want to thank all the hardcore fucking Cottonmouth Kings fans and juggalos that have been down with this shit since fucking 1998. This record's for you guys, man. No one else. And we're proud to announce that we're making it, and it's coming out in a little bit over a month. So this record's for all the hardcore KMK Juggalo fans that had D-Lo, Saint, Cottonmouth Kings, Johnny Richter's back since day one. Nothing but love, man. Crown love and clown love, homie. Straight up.
Hell yeah. Well, Juggalos and Juggalettes, that's going to do it for our interview with D-Lo. Final shout out to D-Lo for taking the time to do this, and keep tuning to Fagelovers. Whoop whoop.